We're joined now by Knoxville cross-country coach Michael Splavik on KNIA KRLS, a Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. And, well, Michael, I'm not sure what to talk about. We didn't have any meets this week. The one that you were going to on Monday got rained out and decided not to go on Tuesday or the reschedule. But I guess take us through this week with no meets, some time to train and maybe, is this the time of the year where you're kind of tapering before the bigger meets?
Yeah, absolutely. It was almost like a weird blessing in disguise for us this week. Having that meet get canceled on Monday and moved to Tuesday, we made the decision just to not go and train through this week and get ourselves as prepared as we possibly could for the conference meet next week. And it's really been great, just kind of taking that stress off of no travel. The kids don't have to prep for a meet and have all those things ready. I don't have to get the things ready to go to a meet and anything like that. We can just be here, practice, get ready, work hard. And almost some of the workout we did on Monday might have been harder than some of the kids' races in a way. Some kids got upwards of 7 miles in through the day, which was really exciting. And seeing them kind of put in some work and get themselves ready was really fun.
When you say taper, as a non-runner, what does that mean that, when you say start tapering around October-ish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of the time we're trying to take the stress off their legs. Throughout the first month and a half, 2 months of the season, our goal is to really get them stronger. A lot of the work is done over the summer, but we continue to do a lot of that work in that August and September time. And then once we get into October in that championship phase and we're ready to kind of get those legs feeling fresh, get the speed coming. So we put a lot of our training focus goes from distance focus to speed over the 5K distance. And so that's a lot of what our tapering looks like.
As you look through what some of the things you've been happy with, boys and girls side of things so far.
Yeah, on the boys side, our top three continue to look really good and put together good races as we go through the end of the season. We've got our 4, 5, 6, and 7 runners kind of closing the gap between them a little bit. We're bringing that spread down from Isaac to our 7th runner, which is always good to see, because that's going to help us when we go into these bigger meets, bring that team score down and really help us kind of move up the ranks in those team scores. On the girls' side, really excited about that top five. I've been seeing it all season. I know Michaela was when she was here as well. They're really just getting closer and closer together. They train together. They push each other really hard to make each other better and really improve the team as they've gone along. We're really excited about, going into conference next week, having a really good shot on both sides to get top two and just kind of get better every day as we go. So we're really excited about kind of what our team can do over the next week.
Talking to Michael Splavik, Knoxville cross country coach on KNIA KRLS. And a couple of weeks ago, I talked to Mary Visser, one of your runners that's been actually led you across the line on a couple of occasions. And I asked her about, how well are you adjusting to that new high school course when you were, running a shorter course in middle school? She goes, some days it's good, some days it's not. But, she's that future that you're really hoping for.
Yeah, that freshman year is hard for a lot of kids, regardless of what they're coming in from. If they ran middle school cross country or not, it's hard going from 1.5 miles up to 3 miles. And so it's one of those big things. We kind of use it as a transitional year. If they do well with it, great. If they struggle with it, we kind of just use it as a tool to get them better into the next years as they grow through our program. And so, yeah, hearing her kind of recognize that some days are hard and some days are good is so true for all of our freshmen as we're looking across the year.
Health-wise across the board, I know I talked to Hallie Baker. She's been kind of dealing with some, sniffles and sneezes. And you mentioned others that have been kind of catching a bug or two. But yeah, Other than that, pretty healthy otherwise?
I would say so, yeah. We've had very lucky years, knock on wood, really, that it's been a good year for us. We haven't had a lot of injuries. We've kind of just been able to train through and really work hard. We've had years in the past where we just have kids that struggle with little nagging injuries here and there. But we've tried to take a proactive approach on doing some training outside of just what we do and getting our kids ready and feeling like they're strong going into the end of the season.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you had your own invitational, and everybody, there, it almost looks like a mini state meet. And walking away, what do you think of the performance on both teams?
Yeah, really impressed. The girls had some of the top tier talent from Ankeny Centennial and Valley come down. So really excited about how they responded to that. They really stepped up and ran some nice races. I think almost every single one of them ran faster at the Knoxville Invitational than they did at the Early Bird a month and a half prior, which was really exciting. You know, it shows that the hard work is paying off and they're really growing and making some gains on the season, and it gains at the right time. You know, that's the big thing, is making sure that we're improving at the right time. We don't want to plateau in September and struggle through the month of October. We want to get better. And then looking on the boys' side, boys being able to pull out a fourth place finish against some really, really top-tier talent as they come into that meet. Really excited about kind of where the boys are sitting right now and seeing what they can do as we wrap up the season here in another 2 weeks.
As we're standing here, we don't know yet where you're going for state qualifier. We got a good idea of where you're going to go, but either way, Isaac is an odds-on favorite to get to state wherever he goes. But, boy, it would sure be great to see Bradley and some of the other guys maybe follow him along closely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's been his big thing every year he's qualified for state since back as a freshman, just being able to bring other people with him. And I've kind of talked about, you got to bring them along during the season, and he did that this year. So I'm really excited. Yeah, they've got a good opportunity to go out there and improve and really do some special things, make some splashes up at state, get some more Panther black and gold up there, which would be really great.
And I know girls probably not a lot of chances with certain teams there, but you could really lay a foundation, or they could lay a foundation, for future years.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we got a pretty young team when you're talking about the core group. So we're looking forward to seeing what they can do. And, it's unfortunate. We've always kind of been towards the bottom half of the team ranks. And so I think if we put together some really good races and the girls kind of just go into it with a focus on what they need to accomplish rather than what other teams are doing, and just focus on what we can control, I think we can really see our team move up in some of those team scores.
And is that kind of what you're looking at for the conference coming up? Girls just, maybe steal some points. Boys, you got Sheraton there, so they're going to be tough to beat, but maybe steal a point or two, maybe get a couple points closer.
Yeah, definitely. The only time we've seen Sheraton so far this year was early on when we went down to Wayne. And so on the boys' side, just being able to kind of close the gap there. I think they beat us by 40 or 50 points when we were down there in that meet. So being able to kind of close the gap, maybe get within 20, see what we can do and just kind of improve and make ourselves better is going to pay huge dividends. And then on the girls' side, again, yeah, just stealing points. That's the big thing. As we talk about it, scoring as a team, one person you pass is 1 point closer. We get to one team or the other, and being able to be 1 point closer could be the difference between second place and sixth place, really, when you look at the conference.
Good luck to you. And, I'm sure Michaela's also, feeding some information back and forth to you as well.
Absolutely. Yes, she is.
That's Michael Splavik, Knoxville cross country coach. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.